Today's theme has been, I am sending you to preach my mercy. And it is fitting, therefore, that we have this wonderful feast of St. Francis of Assisi to inspire us, because as we know, one of the visions that he received and as the Lord spoke to him from the cross was to rebuild my church. Rebuild my church. And we shall rebuild the church of the Lord by being his apostles, by being his images of mercy. And each one of us here are those little stones, living stones. And he will use each one of us to build a church of mercy. Just like the Holy Father, Pope Francis, whose name day it is today with St. Francis of Assisi, reminds us that the church is a hospital. And each one of us will be those instruments to nurse, to bring mercy to those who are in need of mercy. In the little flowers of St. Francis, which tells us little insights into his life, we are told that on one occasion he invited one of the novices to accompany him and said, "Today we will preach the good news." The young novice was very excited about the possibility of hearing St. Francis preach. St. Francis arrived with the novice and they walked from one end of the city to the other. Not a word was said. And at the end, the novice was disappointed because he thought he would hear something that nobody else would have heard and that this would encourage him. And so he complained to St. Francis, "I thought we were going to preach." And St. Francis replied, "We preached by our presence, our being, our witness. Just walking through the street was the message, the good news, the presence of the Lord Jesus." And therefore, as we have this theme of, I am sending you to be my witnesses, to be my apostles of divine mercy, those words which our Lord spoke to Saint Faustina, we are reminded also that before those words, our Lord said, "In the past, I sent the prophets." And we hear of the prophets in the first reading and how nobody listened to the prophets. "I sent the prophets," we hear it from Baruch, "and nobody listened. And now I am sending you." And he is sending each one of us as we all will go to our different countries, our different communities, our different parishes, to be his church, to rebuild his church, to be those living images of divine mercy in the world today. When our Lord appeared to St. Faustina in Płock in 1931, it is always good for us to remember that he didn't appear as a picture. It wasn't a picture that appeared. It was alive, a living person. And St. Faustina tells us in the diary that she remained looking at the Lord. And so many of us have bought pictures and images of divine mercy to take home with us. But our Lord, although he asked for a picture, he appeared as a living person. And so divine mercy isn't a theological concept, it isn't an image, it is an encounter with the living Lord Jesus. Mercy itself, the invisible face of the Father made visible in Christ Jesus. Because many of us will have bought images. I imagine all of us have bought a new image to take home to our parish or for our homes or to give as a gift. And we shall think of the image and where we will put it in our homes, on our wall, what frame we will have to go around it. And of course, when we put the frame around the image of divine mercy, we are, as if it were, containing, restricting those rays of mercy. because our Lord wants to extend those rays of mercy through us, and through those rays of mercy working in us, we will rebuild his church. In the diary, St. Faustina tells us that our Lord spoke to her through the sacred host, through adoration. Through this host, as through you, my mercy will spread to the world. And shortly, we shall receive that host. We shall receive the living Lord in Holy Communion. And those rays of mercy will therefore work through us so that we can be living images, much better than an image on the wall, but to be his living presence, that living sign of mercy in the world. And so we shall preach this message of mercy, like St. Francis, so that we shall be rebuilders of the church for our own time and in our own places. St. Francis wrote a very beautiful prayer, the prayer of St. Francis, which is so appropriate for us here as we begin to celebrate the great feast of St. Faustina tomorrow. That prayer of St. Francis reminds us that we are to become instruments, channels of peace, that where there is hatred, may we bring love. Where there is hatred, where there is sadness, may we bring joy. Where there is injury, may we bring pardon. Where there is despair, may we bring hope. And we have come not to be consoled, but to console. Not to be understood, but to understand. Not to be loved, but to love. It is in giving that we receive, and in dying that we are born to eternal life. These days of the Apostles of Divine Mercy have been a chance for each one of us to be born again, to become apostles, to become witnesses and images of the mercy of the Lord. We have been here in this womb of divine mercy, and so that we can be born again as new people, to rebuild the church as living stones, to be the witnesses of the Lord. And we have heard how Father Christoph told us different meanings of the word mercy, and one of them is Rahim, the womb. And each one of us can be born again to be these living images, to put away our own fragility, our own sin, our own weaknesses, our own sense of unworthiness. Maybe some of us felt quite overwhelmed by the testimonies that we heard this morning, thinking of how little we do to bring God's mercy. And so this is a chance, as we receive the living Lord of mercy into our hearts shortly in Holy Communion, that his mercy may transform us completely, so that our eyes, our ears, our mouths, our feet, our hearts can be completely transformed into his image of mercy. And then slowly and surely he can rebuild his church to be a reflection and a mirror of his mercy around us.